This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, this all started yesterday when we were talking about the phenomenon, which is now all over the UK, the bathroom valet. In pubs, bars and clubs all over, it's the person that just waits in the toilet to offer you a towel, spray you with a bit of cologne, maybe use the soap dispenser for you to put on your hands, and then kind of waits there and you feel quite guilty and therefore give them money in their little dish. It's happening everywhere. We had somebody on yesterday who went to a works Christmas party, and one girl was so drunk she gave one of the bathroom valets 50 quid. So we thought there's blatantly money to be made here, which is why we're doing this. Tell me where you are now, Laura.
I'm in a pub toilet.
Nice. Now, this is the kind of place that really doesn't have any kind of bathroom valet, isn't it?
It's disgusting in here.
After today, though, I hope they'll be getting one. I think you might bring a bit of much-needed class to that place you're in at the moment.
Do you know what? My OCD is actually going mental. There's, like, wee on the floor and stuff. It's horrible.
It's not the nicest pub we've sent you to, is it?
No, it's really not. I want to get out the bleach.
It's not a gastropub, by any stretch of the imagination. No leather sofas, no wooden floor, no expensive Belgian beer.
No.
It's down to earth, I would call it. Right, when you were in the pub a couple of seconds ago, describe some of the people that were in there.
A lot of them were quite old. You know when you go into pubs and there's people who have blatantly been there all day?
Yeah.
And they've got nothing better to do.
Uh-huh. And it's the same people in the pub every single day.
Yeah,
one of those.
My cousin in 20 years' time.
Yeah, that's right. Now, these people aren't probably used to the idea of bathroom valet.
Mm-hmm.
But let's introduce them to it, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's time to leave your cubicle, Laura, and set up shop in the loo, all right?
Okay, hang on.
This is the idea. Can Laura get away with setting up shop in the gents at this pub?
Oh, it smells...
Hello?
Hurry up.
Describe the toilet for us.
They've got those urinals on the wall with things in the bottom.
It's not a clean place, is it?
No.
Right, describe what you've got with you, please.
I'm just getting out of the bag now. Okay. I've got some deodorant I might spray some. Hang on. Some,
what else is in the bag?
Hairspray, some Old Spice aftershave.
Nice.
Some hair gel, styling gum,
yeah,
a sanitary towel,
nice,
and a lollipop.
Excellent, okay. See, they're not used to this posh stuff at all, are they?
And I've got a tin.
Now, I do think it's important that people should know that they should give you money, all right?
Okay.
Maybe you could put a couple of quid in yourself, just so they get the right idea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you could just lay it all out around like, one of the sinks, and then just wait for someone to come in.
Okay.
I can't see you, but I can picture it perfectly in my head.
Brilliant.
So what's it like in there, Laura?
Well, apart from really smelling quite bad, there's a toilet at the back which looks filthy. And then there's three urinals on the wall opposite me.
You've been to a men's toilet before. I've sent you to them.
Not like this one. Like the stones in the bottom of it. And I don't even know what they're for.
There's what?
Stones in the bottom of them.
In the urinal?
Yeah.
They look a bit like ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
That happens a lot.
Okay.
In most of them, I would say.
All right, then.
There's one toilet around here, right?
Mm.
You'd hate this. Where instead of, like, the ice cubes, they have, like, a little football goal in the urinal.
What?
And you just kind of aim.
What, so you can play games while you're going
through
the pee?
Yeah, it's just like a little game of football by yourself.
Oh, my God.
This is a whole new world to you, isn't it?
It really is.
Right, now we just sit and wait, really.
Wicked.
Hi, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
This is not making for great radio at the moment, so what I'm going to do is play a record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as someone comes in, tell me, and we'll do it then, all right?
Okay.
Speak to you in a minute, bathroom valet.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now, this is that email I was telling you about from Claire. Right, Claire, tell me the story.
Well, basically, a couple of days ago, my boyfriend dumped me, and the reason he gave for it being that he was realised that he needed to be true to himself, and he was in fact gay.
Right. Okay. And when did this happen?
Only a couple of days ago did it finally, like, come out, as it were.
Right. Okay. How did you take the news?
Well, pretty badly, but I mean, now thinking about it, I mean, I'm still really cut up and devastated about it, really, but it kind of starts to make sense in a way.
Meaning what?
Well, he started having, like, playing really camp music in his car. Like, you know that wedding CD you were playing earlier with, like, the ABBA?
Yeah.
We were getting lots of that.
Right, and, well, he's got the same CD as me.
Well, I think he might do, I really do.
Yeah, that tells you a lot.
Yeah, and also, like, he started having loads of really camp mannerisms and, like, mincing around everywhere. And
right.
The walk was awful. It was getting really quite embarrassing.
What, so he obviously is gay, yeah?
Well, yeah, he's telling me that he is gay.
Right. But you've not noticed the camp music taste or the walk before now?
Not really. Only in the past, like, few weeks or so.
How did he break the news to you, then? What happened?
It was one of those, like, it's not you, it's me scenarios.
Okay. And he just said that he was gay and he's kind of realised this over a period of time or something?
Yeah, and it was about time, like, you know, he was true to himself about it and stopped lying about it.
And this must have really shocked you.
Well, yeah, completely. To me, it was a bolt out of the blue. Like, it's happened in not a very long space of time, and it's not like I've ever had any clues before that I would have thought maybe he's gay.
So, what do you mean by that? What are you saying?
Well, basically, I think he might be lying about it.
So you don't think he's gay at all?
No, because he never noticed anything like this before, and it seems to have just been quite convenient.
Has he mentioned any blokes that he's been out with or seen or...?
No. In fact, if anything, a bit before, it was a bit, like, homophobic and made really bad jokes about them. So...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And now he is one.
Apparently he is now gay, so...
Do you think he's making this up just to get rid of you?
I have a feeling that's probably true.
This is similar to the girl we had on ages ago, who told her boyfriend that she was dying and had a horrible disease just to get rid of him. And then she bumped into him 2 years later down the shops.
Yeah, that's just horrible, that is. That's awful.
Well, I think this has potential to be quite horrible.
Yeah, I'd agree, yeah.
I don't know how you're going to find out one way or the other, though, really.
No, it's a difficult one.
Now, I'm hoping that what doesn't happen is that in a few weeks' time you see him with a new girlfriend walking down the street, hand in hand. Are you sure you're not being paranoid?
I really don't think so.
Are you taking malaria tablets at the moment?
No, I'm not taking malaria tablets, and I don't think I'm paranoid. I do think he's lying about it.
That's a new one on me, telling someone you're gay to get rid of them. All right, well, keep me up to date on what happens, right? And if you find out anything different, then let me know.
I will do. I'll keep you posted.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, that was Muse on Radio 1. We need to go back to Laura. What's happening, Laura?
Someone's coming, I think.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks. Okay. Hiya, come on in.
Hi, what's going on?
No, it's all right. I've just got some products here if you want to use them.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Come on in.
What?
It's all right. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you need any products or anything?
Let him go first.
Sure. Yeah, that's cool. All right, that's fine. You go ahead. Don't mind me.
Tell him you won't look.
I won't look.
Is he going in the cubicle?
Mm-hmm.
See, you wouldn't normally have gone in the cubicle, I don't think. He didn't want you to see his wang.
Mm-mm.
Maybe try and have a conversation with him now. Ask him if he's all right in there. Ask him if he saw the football at the weekend.
You see the football at the weekend? Yeah.
Right, when he comes out.
Right then, so let's get you some stuff.
You've astonished me. What on earth are you doing in here? Some
do
odd happenings.
Do you want some soap?
No, sorry.
Just press that. Are you sure?
I know what it's been.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Any deodorant or anything? You can can have it if you want, honestly. Or there's... What's that? You have some aftershave.
Is that from 1956?
That's Old Spice, that.
I
was going to offer you some hair gel, but...
It might grow back.
Give him a spray. Give him a spray of something nice.
Come on, just have a little bit of this.
What's it?
I'm not doing my job properly if people don't take it. It's just deodorant.
You're doing the job. You're paying you well, girl.
Well, I've just got an ashtray.
Got a little dish here for contributions.
No, it's all okay.
I'll just spray some there, you look.
Yeah, all right. And walk through it, shall I?
Yeah, walk through it like a lady.
All the best.
Have a good day. All the best.
Did you get any money, Laura?
No, he didn't really take anything. Mm-hmm. I'd sprayed him with deodorant. Oh. Afternoon.
Get your arse out of the toilet, love, yeah?
Oh, sorry.
You're taking a mickey down, yeah?
Oh, I was trying to do you a favour.
You're doing me no favours, no. Thank you very much.
Do you not want anything?
No, thank you. I'm the manager here, like, and you do things like you've got to ask people, you have to take complaints.
Oh, I was just trying to do you a favour,
okay,
not
yeah,
fear.
All right, okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right.
She's being marched out. That man complained.
Oh, no.
Oh, he wasn't happy, was he?
No.
Well, do you know what? I think that's stupid of him. I think that's very, very silly, because that made his public a lot more classy.
It really did, and I offered him some products, but he didn't want them.
He's obviously happy with those disgusting toilets.
Well, that's his loss then, isn't it?
Definitely. Right, well done anyway, Laura.
Thanks.
Come back.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1.